This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is there a purpose to the day? Yes, every day. Your intention ought to be to listen and engage in your mind. Lots of different opinions and perspectives here on the DJB Show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with me, Doug Steffen this week. One of our favorite features is what I call people in the news. I don't know that I was the one who originated the phrase, but kind of fits here. You'll remember last week I talked about, I think on Thursday, that there had been scheduled an all-day workshop for staffers of a sports radio station here in Boston. And as soon as one of the hosts got back on the air, they were off the air from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, 12 hours of what they called sensitivity training. The fellow who went on the air immediately after the training was over, a guy named Mike Mutansky, said, quote, "It definitely got emotional. It got heated. The volume was up over 10 in the back and forth conversations." And he said that wasn't surprising. He thought it was a good thing. The account is, if you want to go to a website called the Big Lead. Apparently, I don't know if that's a website or some. If you just Google Big Lead, I think you'd probably see what went on. He said he left feeling like there was a good direction going forward. And so there were, what they did was bring in speakers from various hospitals and from various psychological offices and people who were personnel trainers, that kind of stuff. There were four of them. And these people were faced with a real problem. They lost serious advertising money because of the things these various people had said on the air, starting with the shot at one of the Asians who was a lawyer, one of the agents, and Tom Brady's son, Tom Brady's daughter, and a bunch of other stuff that went on that was either sexist or racist or both. And because this company that owns the stations now is the biggest sports broadcaster, your husband is Victoria familiar with them, it's a company called Entercom, and they own 54 or 56 all sports radio stations in the biggest markets across the country. So this is huge income. This is the number one billing radio station, not to get too much into the weeds here, but the number one billing radio station in most markets is either the news talk station or the sports station, and often they're owned by the same company. So there's huge money at stake here, and these people can't afford to flub. I'm surprised that there haven't been more of these incidents around, because a lot of times the people that are doing talk, the sports talk, are not exactly the most intellectually stimulating fellas on the air. You very laugh. True. Your husband agrees with that, right?
I'm sure he would. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's very rare that you get, and I'll just use Dan Patrick as an example. It's
very smart. He's a great sports broadcaster.
He's very rare. He's so intelligent. He's thoughtful. He's so talented. He's so multidimensional. But that's rare. But that's why he's a household name, and all these other yahoos, they're just, you know,
Jim Rome is probably okay. There are a few sports guys that are household names. You're right.
Right. But the guys who got in trouble for all this, whether it's making fun of Tom Brady's little daughter or the guys who say things about Khloe Kim, these guys, none of them have, honestly, they have nothing to say. So they just try to, I'm going to be like Howard Stern. That's what they all try to do.
And they're all stupid.
That's my point. They don't have talent. And so the only thing they can think of is try to say something that's shocking and act like a stupid caveman. And I am so glad. And that's an insult to cavemen. But I'm so glad that finally, and I will say finally, finally, after this stuff happening for way too long, then, yeah, they've got to deal with the fact that, oh, I actually need to put some brain cells together and formulate a sentence that isn't just shock jock value.
Yeah, so that is a huge opportunity for people who are doing sports podcasts or any good, because most of these guys that are on the air are not that bright, and they aren't going to get any brighter, because you either have it or you don't have it.
Right.
And you can't make up for it. Like the guys who, it was always most notable, although the blonde bimbo thing that had gone around radio for a long time, Jennifer used to laugh when people said she was my blonde bimbo. Hardly. But, you know, the kinds of things that used to be doable, usable, hearable on the radio, you don't. And there's got to be somewhere some fun attached to stuff that is not any longer the old school way of thinking. And there's an interesting sidelight to this. You know, all the people that were on radio and television who've gotten blown away, like Garrison Keillor, is what's in my mind at the moment, because it appears that the whistleblower wasn't a woman but another man. So there's a whole thing about Garrison Keillor and his sexuality apparently that has surfaced. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's get another person in the news, Robert Mueller, and his interest in Jared Kushner has expanded. And not only his contacts with Russia, but now his efforts to secure financing for his company from foreign investors during the presidential transition. Apparently, Mueller is exploring Kushner's discussions with non-Russian foreign investors, some people in China. Investigators have been asking questions during interviews about his conversations during the transition to shore up financing for a Kushner Company, New York City office building at 666 Fifth Avenue. I think you'd change that address there, pal.
I know, right? I have a friend who works in that building.
Really?
But it's right near Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
I think when Kara came to visit in New York, I think Kara, didn't I point that out? I said, oh, look, there's 666.
Yeah.
I know somebody who lives in that building as well. So anyway.
That's unfortunate.
But she's a radio consultant, by the way. She's worked on this program. Anyway,
this building is in such debt, apparently, even like the office. This is one of these things, like, as a New Yorker, we've just been hearing about this building forever.
Yeah.
And way before anybody really even paid attention to the Kushner name, it's just been a building, and people joke whether it's satanic or the numbers, bad luck. But the building itself has just, it's been plagued. It's with debt, and they've had management companies turning over.
Something to that.
Victoria's Secret, my friend works for Victoria's Secret.
Do you have a secret, Victoria? What is it?
Yes.
Please tell us your secret.
Well, she works for Victoria's Secret doing in the like beauty products division, like the perfumes and things like that. And those offices were in that building, and they couldn't get, like, there were leaks and things happening, and they had to move because they just couldn't, there was no maintenance in the building. There was no money. The building is just, it's still sitting there, and they still need financing for it. And so all these other foreign would-be investors from China, from Emirates, you know, all the different, you know, different countries who they've met with, they all back out because I think they see the state of the building, and it's just not good.
Yeah. Well, the line of questioning is being followed here, I would take exception to. They're trying to find all this stuff, and I doubt they're going to find what they want. They may find something else, which is always what happens in these circumstances.
Yeah.
But we're on a blood hunt here, and I think a lot of it is political, and I'm not supportive of it at all. I think you're going to come up at the end of the day with not much except a lot of noise, and I suspect that the timing
I don't know about, look, the Kushner stuff, if the accusation, and his sister was caught on tape saying it over in China during the transition, they were basically offering up favors. That's what they're being accused of. So if they were offering access to the president or the White House or things like that.
You got to be naive if you don't think this kind of stuff doesn't go on and hasn't gone on with everybody who's been there, from Obama to Bush to Clinton. when they opened up the doors to China during the Nixon administration, that was the opening and the beginning of all kinds of things. The Chinese are the most crooked.
Oh, I know.
The country's run by crooks.
Businesses are run by crooks. Yeah, they are. And that's why as soon as the Chinese bought the Waldorf Astoria, President Obama, no president stays there anymore.
No.
Because they're afraid that the Chinese have everything bugged. And they're probably not wrong.
Yeah, they're right. Of course they are.
Yeah.
So, anyway. I think we have to get real and move on. The most important thing before us this week, this month, this year may be what goes on in terms of the Second Amendment, gun control, the paying attention to people who really want to get this thing changed. I thought it was interesting. Governor Kasich, who is the Ohio governor, over the weekend suggested that nobody is going to get any changes because the NRA is too powerful. He changed his views a little bit. He was running. Remember, he ran for president. He has.
I didn't dislike him.
No, I didn't either. He's had a lot of.
I didn't get to know enough about him because they had so many on the Republican side.
He doesn't have a great. He used to be on. When I did a lot more politics on this program 20 years ago, he used to be on me every week.
Does he have more personality? Insightful. Like, does
not
it
much.
Kind of,
no, but he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who are we electing? Somebody with personality or somebody who can get the blood done?
Exactly. Oh. I wish I'd got, I'm with you, 100%.
Right. So that all those other four flushing phonies like Mario Rubio and you want to lose, vote for Cruz, that bunch of... Jeb Bush, actually, had he not had such a plastic personality, probably would have been a halfway decent president, too.
Honestly, going into that election, if you had gone back before Trump really started gaining steam... Yeah. I would have put money on it that we were going to have another President Bush. I knew Hillary was not going to win and that it was going to be another Bush. And then everything changed. And he was like a deer in headlights. He melted down. Yeah. That was it.
20 minutes past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai introduced a new Sonata hybrid and plug-in hybrid. It gets a new front, grille, hood, fenders, tail lamps and headlamps, and 17-inch wheels. Some cool technology is embedded in the LED lights with something they call corner dynamic bending light function, which basically means it can see around corners as you turn. Inside, it got a considerable refresh, as well as a new instrument cluster panel, center stack, and on the safety front, it comes with standard blind spot detection and newly available automatic emergency braking. To see it, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The J of the DJV show is not here, so we have the V of the V show, and Kara is in a place all her own. You're listening to some really good Gibson guitar music in the background, and the reason that's playing is because the story of this iconic guitar brand, it's had a big role in rock and roll music history. The company facing bankruptcy this week, according to the Nashville Post, reports the company, which has annual revenues of more than $1 billion, is less than 6 months away from a senior secured loan for $375 million, which they cannot pay. They also have $145 million in bank loans that will be due immediately if the notes are not refinanced. So the folks that run the company have left because they know what the future holds, and they don't want to. They were, I think, one of the biggest employers in Kalamazoo, as a matter of fact. They issued a statement after the report in the newspapers. So anyway, it's but imagine. A guitar company like that that does that kind of business can't make it. It's really very interesting and kind of a sad reality in a manner of speaking. All right, next up, 25 and change after the hour music news. Solange, honored with the Harvard Foundation Artist of the Year Award. Other winners, for those of you who don't remember, Salma Hayek, Eva Longoria, Queen Latifah, Viola Davis, Shakira, John Legend, Jackie Chan. Each year, the Artist of the Year selection is voted on by students and faculty at Harvard for they are interested in intercultural creations, race relations, that sort of thing, aiming to improve relations among racial and ethnic groups within the university and to enhance the quality of our life. So they say, so their mission statement says. The award actually gets presented next month as part of the Cultural Rhythms Festival, which is put on every year by the Harvard Foundation. Features student performances, ethno-cultural cuisine from 30 different student organizations. Solange released an album called A Seat at the Table a couple of years ago. In the time following, she's taken a more unconventional touring route by putting a focus on places and performing in the Guggenheim, for example. Any of these popular groups go perform in China? When's the last time are they not allowed to go? You know, how many times are you going to do Russia or stops in China?
That's a good question. I don't know if... you only tend to hear headlines when Madonna wants to go into, like, Uzbekistan or something like that, and then she can't wear certain costumes. Yeah. That's kind of the only time you really hear about anything happening or being, you know, amiss.
Yeah. All right, next up musically, surprise release of Frank Ocean's cover of Moon River last week. Listen to this. Did we play a little of this last week, Karen?
No, I don't think we did. This is actually the first time I've listened.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere, and I quite liked it, actually. There have been a lot of versions of Moon River, and some of the early versions saw an increase. Like Andy Williams has a big Frank Sinatra, Audrey Hepburn from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's where it came from. This is quite a interesting version of it, written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer for the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. 1962 won the Grammy Award and the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Moon River was number one in 1961. So, and this is a remake. Willie Nelson's done a version of it. Louis Armstrong has, Barbara Streisand, Rod Stewart. Listen, I don't know much about Frank Ocean, but I think I quite like this. You like it, ladies?
I like it. Yeah, I love this song. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great song. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV Show. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The hour now on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The purpose that you have for living your life. Do you have a purpose? I was going through this last week, I think, when we were doing People in the News, Victoria, the story of some people who have lived to be 100 and how they got there. Remember, we talked about the guy that was still cutting hair, who's 106?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Having a purpose in your life is the first step in living in a conscious world, being aware of what's around you, being aware of your health, your limitations, what it is that distracts you in your life. But more than anything else, of all of the centenarians who were studied in that work that I was referencing, they all said basically the same thing. Knowing your sense of purpose is what makes you live. And basically the study that was done, this was a professional study that showed that people who live their life with a sense of purpose live 7 years longer than those who just flounder and go from job to job and don't really have any, whether it's their home life, which needs to be centered and focused to have a good life, or your work life, where you spend most of your time, that needs to be centered and focused. These people who can't wait for 5 o'clock, or can't wait for the weekend, or can't wait to retire, you have squandered your lives, folks. Sorry about that. And some people live in restricted areas. Maybe there aren't as many opportunities, but you know what? It depends on what your goal is. If you don't like your existence on this earth and you want to get on to the next one, you know, jump off a cliff or something. But other than that, it would seem to me you'd want to live out your life with purpose. What are you doing with your life? If you want to live to be 100, then that's the way to do it, at least according to this study.
Makes sense.
It sure does. Okay, more people in the news. Ajit Pai. Nobody even heard of this guy before. He's been on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, for a number of years. He was the ranking minority member for the last 8 years. And now, because he's a Republican, he gets to be chairman. And he's being investigated now, even by his own group. That is the Inspector General at the FCC. Because he has his background, I think he worked for Verizon for a long time. Did he not?
Seemed to be there.
Yep. And now he may have favored a right-leaning company, television company called Sinclair Broadcast Group, that's selling a bunch of radio stations. They bought Jefferson Pilot. I don't want to get too inside, but he has repeatedly pushed for policy changes to make it easier for broadcasters like Sinclair to amass greater ownership of media properties. I'm not necessarily against, especially when it comes to radio, newspapers being able in this day and age to own. We had that changed a number of years ago where newspapers were not allowed because there was so much concentrated ownership. But now the situation has changed. I think that newspapers ought to be able to own a radio station, or two or three or four, or whatever it is.
And but what does Tribune Media own right now? Because that's what Sinclair Group is trying to buy for $3.9 billion.
Yeah.
And Ajit Pai, just as soon as he got into his position with the FCC, he changed the rule that in the past would not have allowed Sinclair to buy Tribune, I guess because it would have been too big of a conglomerate or something. But
it usually has to do with concentration in markets. How many stations do you own in one market, not how many you own across the country. And so in this circumstance, Sinclair, which is a company that nobody ever heard of outside of the television business. Everybody knows NBC, CBS, and Fox, and NBC, you know, all that bunch, but they don't know that there are a number of companies that have a lot of radio stations and television stations. Sinclair is trying to sell all of the radio. It has 34 radio stations in smaller, medium-sized markets like Milwaukee around the country. They're trying to sell them to be able to buy more, as you're suggesting,
of the TV,
more television assets. I don't know that I owned a couple of radio stations at one point and got out sort of just in the nick of time. It isn't a great time. Unless you can buy the stations for nothing and put them together in a large group, it's hard to have single ownership. And unless you really are well known, there are a lot of independent broadcasters around the country who have mom-and-pop operations, own 3-4 stations in a market, or 2 or 3 markets, and they really do a great job because they can focus in on what it takes to run the companies in this day of really competitive broadcasting. Readership is down in newspapers. It's the complex competition from other realities. The world has changed. Digital is there and not going anywhere. So you've got that to deal with. And unless you've got really good websites and good assets, local apps, that sort of thing, you're not going to make it, even though there are a lot of good programs. And I say this self-servingly, I suppose. This radio program is on a lot of markets like that because the folks in those stations can't afford to produce a good radio program like this, so they work around it with their local news and sports and traffic and weather around the elements that we present, and it works pretty well, actually. It works quite well in some markets. So it's an understanding that the world has changed. And Tribune, which was a big newspaper group, and they got out of that. Now they want to get out of television, and so Sinclair wants to buy their assets, like WGN in Chicago, you know, the national station, what was the station in Atlanta that used to be Turner, I think, TBS, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, in Atlanta was another. There were two national television stations. TBS went away, but WGN has not. So you can see WGN in most cable situations, and that's what these people want their hands on. They want to own a cable channel. And with that comes a lot of other TV stations as well, some of which they're going to sell off to Fox, because Fox wants more local ownership of stations because their network is very popular and they want to put their programming in more markets. It's pretty simple when you figure it out. So Sinclair buying Tribune leads to Fox having more TV stations because they'll sell off what they don't want to Fox in about 10 or 12, maybe 14 different markets. So does that help, Victoria, or is that more confusing because I gave too much information?
It's a lot of information, but I think the bottom line is the two sides to this is Democrats and some conservative media outlets have argued, Newsmax has argued too in the last year, that filing for this merger would create an unprecedented concentration of power in the hands mm-hmm. of one company. Mm-hmm. And so the reason that Ajit Pai is being lumped into this, and he's being investigated now, is because he not only changed this rule that has allowed Sinclair to move forward with the merger, but Sinclair was also just fined $13 million last year for violation of other things. Yeah. And because they're friends with him, a lot of people have said that the fines really should have been a lot more than that. So it's looking like he's been showing favoritism all along to Sinclair, and that's why he's being investigated.
I don't disagree or don't doubt that he's done that, but he certainly wouldn't be the first in a long line, going back to Senator Markey, who was a congressman, chairman of the Democrat chairman of the Telecommunications Commission in the 90s, which was responsible for the complete disaster that became the Radio Telecommunications Act of 1996, which basically destroyed radio as we knew it then, and that's why you have a lot of just what sounded, it laid waste to personality radio, whether it was music radio, talk radio, and the consolidation which required people to cheapen down the product. And now you have card readers and automatic this and that. The radio has become basically music radio. It's become just a record machine. You know, then came Spotify's and Pandora's of the world, and they haven't worked because now people can make their own choices when it comes to music. And it all came about because of the consolidation, and you heard me mention the last half hour that the two biggest companies that came out of the consolidation era in the 90s are all going bankrupt. And
it seems like he's building these big consolidations again. Whether the net neutrality thing only favors these large, like Verizon and Comcast and all these major companies. Yeah. It's so
same
transparent.
Same thing Ed Markey did. Exactly the same thing that Ed Markey did in the 90s.
Yeah, and so now if he's helping Sinclair have this huge merger that people are against, it's just bizarre to me I guess this is why there's so many people opposed to it. Maybe they remember what happened the last time. They don't want that to happen again.
It's hypocritical, but something that should have been investigated more and never was. Mm. And now, because this guy, I'm not telling you this guy's an angel. I think he's kind of a dunderhead myself. I think he's a kind of a flipper. I'll leave it at, I don't think he's the smartest guy in the room. But
he's certainly good at helping his friends.
Devious. He's devious.
Well,
but that's
devious.
The way politics is, Victoria.
I know,
it is not.
I know, but the FCC. But the FCC is not a political position.
Of course, it is. Everything
well,
is political.
Well, that's not an, no. I know, but what I'm saying is, by that is not a politically elected position.
No,
and it's not supposed to be political.
Well, look at any of the organizations that we have where people are appointed to positions of power.
It's not just the FCC.
They're not
I'm
elected.
With you.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's all a mess.
Is the FCC is like the FDA and the EPA and all these other the groups are the same. Ajit Pai came out of the business world, went to the FCC. They have the ultimate experience. That is, run it, change all the rules, and then I guarantee he'll go back to work for Verizon
or
some of those other big companies like that.
Yep, absolutely.
It's naive to think it is otherwise, and that's part of what needs to be changed. It has to do with all the, I mean, it all it funnels into the same thing. The whole reason that we can't get gun legislation passed or the elimination of some things that ought not to be available, most of us think, is because of the money that comes in. And it's the same thing. The money that came in from Verizon to support the campaigns of certain senators and the communication. Look at the members of the Communication Committee in the House and the Senate and find out where their money came from. Guaranteed millions funneling in from the interests of Verizon, AT&T, that ilk. And these television, Sinclair, all these companies, same thing. It's the same thing. It's corruption across the board. Complete and utter corruption for no reason.
Omarosa agrees with you.
I don't want 10, 11 minutes for the hour here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
What's that, R2? You'd like me to tell everyone about Disney's new streaming service? Well, sure. The Disney Corporation is working to launch its own streaming service, which will compete with Netflix and Amazon Prime. The service will feature all kinds of Disney content, but there's one thing you absolutely won't see on the service, R-rated movies and TV shows. Expect to see 4 or 5 original movies and 5 original TV series in the first year of the service, which is projected to cost Disney between $25 and $35 million to produce. Rumored content includes High School Musical, an animated Monsters, Inc. series, a Marvel live-action title, and yes, R2, a Star Wars branded title too. The service is slated to launch in North America in the fall of 2019.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, Money Pit time, advice for homeowners. I'm getting ready to, I'm thinking about building another house, Tommy, and I'm looking for, I have all kinds of questions. This will be a 3-year
process. So basically what you're saying, there's no chance anyone listening to the show will have a chance to answer any other questions.
No, that's not true.
We're good. You're
there are a number of things, including getting questions answered by connecting with the newsletter every week. You can sign up at MoneyPit.com. Sweepstakes.com, where you also, if you're signing up, can take advantage of the sweepstakes, the Money Pit's Good Night Sleep Sweepstakes. They give away $4,000 in prizes, including pillows and sheets, mattress, and this is all from mattress maker Tuft and Needle. Enter once a day if you want to. No limit on how many times you enter. Go to moneypit.com and share the information and the experience on social media as well. You'll earn bonus entries and increase your chances of winning, 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 winning. So if you want to win, moneypit.com for the sweepstakes, please and thank you. Questions from the audience after this.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was working on it.
And deck, too.
Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Let's get to 56 past the hour now. Let's get to Tom Kreitler on the DJV Experience with questions from listeners. Janice is interested in getting a whole house surge protector. I didn't know there were any such thing. Where you put it, right on the main panel? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it actually goes between the main service entry cable and your panel. Now, it's a good thing to have. It will stop if there's a surge that comes down the line, like, let's say, a lightning strike, a transformer, it will stop that. But I think, Janice, you ought to really look at something in addition to that. You ought to think about whole house protection. In addition to the surge protector, think about getting a generator as well if you really want to be protected against blackouts, because the surge protector will stop damage to your electrical components in your house, but of course it's not going to stop the power failure. You'd need an actual generator for that. But I have seen, actually just in this past year, I had a friend who got hit with a lightning strike, although it wasn't like an obvious or dramatic lightning strike. We just assume it was a lightning strike because there were about a half a dozen things inside her home that stopped working after the storm. There were a couple of garage door openers. Yeah. There was a couple of telephones. There was a computer modem. You know, all of these things just broke after this storm. So there must have been a surge or a strike that caused that. And that's what a whole house surge protector is designed to protect against.
Are they expensive?
No, not terribly, but of course it is something you have to have professionally installed. And I think some of the utility companies will actually offer them, and I think if that comes around, it's not a bad way to go, because remember, the power has to be turned off to the house for this to be installed from the street. So there's a number of steps involved. If you have your own electrician do it, they'll have to coordinate that with the utility company. But it's a rather simple installation once you get the power off.
Got it. Let's see, Tyler wants to know a do-it-yourself solution for getting rid of ants. Yes, you step on them, Tyler.
You could do that. I think borax is a pretty good insecticide for ants. You can leave it around where they seem to be coming in, you know, like around the windowsill, perhaps around the edges of the floor. It's a pretty non-toxic solution for ants. And I will say, though, if that doesn't work, I am an advocate of just using a ProDug, because I think a lot of times folks have used a lot of over-the-counter products, and they kind of pile up to the point where I think the level of toxicity risk is higher than if you use a pro, put down just the right amount of product at just the right place to get rid of just the right insect.
I had in the old farmhouse, I had a problem that was really bad, and we got a guy to come in, and he came four or five times before we got rid of it, but it finally was taken care of. Tom Kreitler, MoneyPit.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.